Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Brian Banstro with Celebrate Recovery and Josh Conrad with The Well join us on today's program to talk about Celebrate Recovery's Move to the Well. Brian, we'll start with you. What is Celebrate Recovery and what is kind of the impact it has had here in Pella and the Marion County area?
Celebrate Recovery is a program where we work with people with all kinds of issues. It's not, a lot of people think, well, it's a 12-step program and it's an addiction only type thing, but we have seen people with mental health issues. We have seen people that are just hurting, people who have never told their story in their lives, and all these types of things, and those things, these people come to Celebrate Recovery to find hope, find help, and just to find somebody that will listen and love and care for them, because they felt like they have not had that opportunity before in their lives. And it's centered around Jesus Christ, whereas other programs maybe rely on a higher power, and we have nothing against those things, but we do focus that Jesus is the answer and that Jesus is the way to help to reach and address these things.
And how did this program come to the Well?
Originally, the program was running in downtown Pella, and some of the leaders there, the Wilsons, had to leave and were leaving the community, and we were using their building. And so we started looking, reaching out, and had the opportunity to meet with Jason Henry, and he was very much to wanting to look for something like this. And so the last winter that started, and we've been meeting and planning since then.
And Josh, how does this program fit into your bigger picture of helping people here in the Pella area and in Marion County area?
Yeah, as Brian indicated, we're really excited to be launching Celebrate Recovery at the end of September. And we have a lot of clients who come into the Well who have a lot of hurts, hang-ups, habits, things that they're dealing with. It can look like addiction, possibly chemical dependency or alcohol, but a lot of times it'll be a lot of other things, just hurts from their past. It can be relationships that have been broken, maybe unhealthy relationships and things like that that have kept them stuck in a place, and they want to be able to get out of that. And we know that Celebrate Recovery gives the freedom to move past those things in a very safe place. So one of the big things, the DNA of Celebrate Recovery, which we're really excited about, it stresses the safe place. There's no shame, there's no judgment. It's a place where people can share their stories, can come for healing. So a lot of our clients who come here to the Well, and a lot of people in the community will really be able to benefit from this program, and we're really excited to see it launching here soon.
Now, Brian, in terms of getting access to your services and to what you're able to provide, how does one person start with that? Because I think that's such a big question for so many people, whether they're coming to the Well or they're coming to you. Where do they start? How do they find themselves maybe lost on a path, and maybe this is that answer for them?
All they have to do is reach out in some way, shape, or form. I mean, we have had people just walk in to a meeting at any time. It doesn't matter. We will be, holding on Thursday evening, starting at 6:30 as a meal, and then go from there. But we just have had people walk in totally off the street, saw about it, and reaching for answers. So we've had that. Other people will call and ask questions and say, hey, I'm thinking about this, and they'll ask questions, and we entertain that as well. And some people are referred to us because maybe through a pastor or something like that.
And Josh, there's a big kickoff event coming up to celebrate the connection between Celebrate Recovery and the Well, and an opportunity to really learn about some of the key tenets of the program.
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to be launching Celebrate Recovery on Thursday night, September 27th. As Brian indicated, there will be a meal from 6:30 to 7. And then from 7 to 8, there will be a large group time that starts out with worship, and then either a testimony or a large group teaching. But on the first night, Robbie Robinson from Discover Hope Ministries, he's the executive director there, he'll be sharing his testimony. He is a powerful testimony, a very inspirational story. We're very excited to have him coming the first night. And then after that large group time, on the first night, there will be a Newcomers 101. So for folks who want to kind of see what things are about, it's a Newcomers 101 as far as what the night looks like, what the open share small groups look like. And then Celebrate Recovery meets each Thursday night after that launch date. So if folks keep coming back, and of course we want them to keep coming back to be able to experience that healing and freedom, then they'll be put into an open share group where they'll be able to really be supported in their recovery.
Sometimes people think that we're counselors, and we are not. We are not counselors. We are here just to love people, listen to people, accept them just the way they are and where they're at in their story and their walk in life, and then walk beside them as they walk through whatever it is that they're dealing with, whether it's a story. You know, I have seen people who have never told their story for 50 some years, and it has affected them mentally. And just by telling their story for the first time, frees them immensely. So we're just there to walk beside them and give them that hope and give them a positive experience.
Once again, Celebrate Recovery is holding their kickoff event at 6:30 p.m. this Thursday at The Well. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.